Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that helps you understand more about the Akashic Records, how you can use the energy of the Akashic Records in your life, and we take calls. We take calls from you because you are the show, and you are the reason I do this. You are the reason that every week I show up, and it's to help you, because through helping you, I help me. And when we work with the energy of the Akasha, we learn so much about what life is about on planet Earth. And what's interesting about that is before I, you know, come to the show, I go into my own little meditation and bring in my sacred space and open up the records, and I do that. I open up the records with a holy prayer. As if you have been listening before, you know how that works, or you know exactly. I've said this before, and as I was opening the records, I asked the records to give me a different definition for. Or different ideas for people to understand more about what the records are. So what they came up with is what they explained is that everyone has a purpose, and many people want to know how they can feel fulfilled in their life. And the Akashic Records hold the wisdom and the collective information that answers those questions and more. And what I do is I offer consultations, although they're very short here on the air. I also offer 1 hour, an hour and a half consultations, but I offer these consultations so people like yourself can get their questions answered. And I also teach people how to access their own records to continue to ask and get answers for themselves. So if you're tuning in for the first time, you may want to go farther on the BBS Radio website for the Akashic Wisdom Show, and you'll find all sorts of wonderful information and the definition of the Akashic Records. And so if you have questions about that, certainly want you to call in. And so call in with your questions, and you can call in to 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And if you're in, and this is another number for the Canada or the U.S., is 888-815-9756 or 530, that's a direct line, 530-876-3222. And our country code, if you're out of the country, is 01. So what's interesting today is I came across, I was sent to me a parable, and I don't have the author's name, but it is something I would love to discuss with you. There are actually two parables that I would love to talk about this week. But the first one is called The Parable of the Pencil. And so I'm just going to share a little bit about what this is all about. And so let me just tell you this parable. Once there was a pencil maker who took the pencil aside, and just before putting him or her in the box, the pencil maker said to the pencil, "There are five things you need to know before I send you out into the world in this box among the other pencils. Always remember them and never forget, and you will become the best pencil you can be. Number one, you will be able to do many great things, but only if you allow yourself to be held in someone's hand. Number two, you will experience a painful sharpening from time to time, but you'll need it in order to become a better pencil. Three, you will be able to correct mistakes you will make. Four, the most important part of you will always be what's inside. And number five, on every surface you are used on, you must leave your mark. No matter what the condition, you must continue to write." And the pencil understood and promised to remember and went into the box with purpose in its heart. Now I want you to take the place of the pencil. I want you just to think about what that just said, and let me kind of rephrase these things for you. And always remember these five things, and you will become the best person you can be. Number one, you will be able to do many things, but only if you allow yourself to be held in the hands of the divine. And allow other human beings to access you for the many gifts you possess. Number two, you will experience a painful sharpening from time to time by going through various problems or challenges. But you'll need it to become a stronger person. And number three, you will be able to correct mistakes you might make or grow through them. Or both. And number four, the most important part of you will always be on the inside. And five, on every surface you walk, you must leave your mark. No matter what the situation, you must continue to have your intention be to serve the divine within you, and to serve the divine within the other person, or in everything. And by understanding and remembering, let us proceed with our life on this earth, having a meaningful purpose in our heart, and a relationship with our higher self, our inner being, our divine, daily. And so that's the way we're starting the program today, to talk about whatever it is you would like to talk about, or if you've listened to this parable, to talk a little bit about what it meant to you. So, again, if you're out there, I would love to talk to you. If you're not near a phone, but you are near the Internet, you can also email me questions, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So you know, it's interesting. Before the program, we were having a conversation earlier, and we were talking about the assumptions about who we are and how we are supposed to be, and how we have these assumptions within us. It was like we operate, I think we've talked about this before, operating under the belief systems of what other people have put on us. And so many times we talk about, you know, we talk about the heaviness of that. But I would love to talk tonight about, and again, you call in, you can ask whatever question you like, but I would like to talk about the joyous belief systems we've received. You know, when we are little and we receive belief systems, we can choose to turn those around at any time. You know, we don't have to keep those belief systems. So the idea of moving into a more joyful place will actually help us to become more joyful. It's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And so tonight, what I would love to do is talk about some of the great belief systems that you got as a kid, if you choose to give a call in, and let's talk about some of the fun things that you learned. One of the things that I learned from my mom is that God is only a thought away, and that there is no middleman to God. That was very joyous to me. And the other thing that was joyous is her deep-seated belief and what she taught me was that, and I know sometimes the word God is charged for some of you folks out there, so insert whatever name means something to you. If it's divine, if it's Fred, if it's tree, if it's Buddha, it doesn't make any difference, because there are so many different names for love. So many different names for love. But But what she also told me is that the divine is never judgmental. Even though I know that there's many people that say that we are steeped or we're going to be judged, etc. But what she shared with me was so comforting that she explained to me how, and this is the way I was raised, and I just have to thank her so much. I mean, she's not on the planet anymore, but I am just sending so much love out to her because she really helped me understand that the divine and God is a loving God, that there is no such thing as hell, and there is no such thing as having to quote unquote pay for your sins, because it's not about sinning, it's about choice, and so that's very, it's an important piece for us to remember. You know, we've got Memorial Day coming up next weekend, and speaking of choice, there's a website that I would like to give you folks because it's an important website, and I'd like you to take a look at this. And it's about a memorial that's going to be unloaded or unveiled rather in the state capitol, and which is really incredible because this piece of art is a it's going to be a traveling exhibit, and it came forward from a dream. This woman, her name is Anita Miller. She had a dream about some soldiers that passed in Iraq. Now, she didn't know them, and what she did is she had a dream about them, and one thing led to another. She went to a medium, and a medium told her that she had been visited by a group. And she said, I sure have. And the medium helped her understand who these folks were. And what's important here is that she actually stepped up to the call. A few months later, after this vision, she met me, and she took an Akashic Records workshop with me, a level one, and then she went on to level two. And what she did is she created a piece of art. Now, this is not just a piece of art. It's six panels of life-size pictures, if you will, of Marines who passed in Iraq. And it's called the Lima Company Memorial. And so one of the things that's important for you to understand is that what Anita Miller did. Now, let me give you the website where you can find it. I'm going to pull that up on my mine in just a second. Anyway, what I want to tell you about this is that she went ahead and it took her. Let's see, she started this in probably 2006. It's now 2008. So she's been working on this for two and a half years, and what happened is she had this vision of this wonderful art project being displayed in the rotunda of the state capitol in Ohio. And what she didn't know, though, is that there had never been anything displayed in the rotunda of the state capitol, let alone a piece of art. Well, it's one miracle after another, and this Memorial Day weekend, her beautiful masterpiece will be unveiled in the rotunda of the state capitol. So if you would like to view this, and what's important here is all through this time with Anita, because she took the Akashic Records class with me, I've been in contact with her, and she and I have become friends. And there have been many times where I've actually opened up not only her records, but the records of the Lima Company Memorial in assistance to helping her work certain things out. And you will see, if you go to this website that I'm about to give you, that it says...
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Hello there. I don't know what happened, but what I was telling you about is Lima Company, A Remembrance of Spirit and Choice. And so what I'd like to share with you is the website. So you can go and honor it, you'll see these beautiful paintings that she's done. They're all oils, and you'll learn more about Anita. And the website is www.LimaCompanyMemorial.com. And what's important here is to take a look at the way this artist has created this. Oh, actually it's LimaCompanyMemorial.org. Excuse me. L as in Larry, I as in India, M as in Mary, A, Company, C-O-M, P as in Paul, A, N as in Nancy, Y, Memorial.org. And you'll take a look at the most fabulous paintings, and you'll have a chance to see her vision and also see not only the paintings but the power behind the paintings. And these wonderful panels are going to be displayed from Memorial Day all the way up to Veterans Day, which this year happens to be 11/11/2008. So, and if you are moved, please donate to this wonderful foundation that Anita has created to allow this wonderful exhibit to move from one place to another. It's going to the Cincinnati Museum after Columbus, Ohio. And there's a story that is there about the memorial, et cetera. And so I would love to have you take a look at that. It may not say specifically Akashic Records, but I'm telling you, and you can call Anita and ask her, the Akashic Records were very much involved in her creation of this wonderful memorial. So for those people who would like to take a look again, it's at LimaCompanyMemorial.org. So that's what we want to talk about. So, you know, I want to just remind you of the telephone numbers here to give a call. You know, when we went off the air, I thought we had a caller, but I guess we didn't. I think somehow we got disconnected. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're on the air, and I'm glad we're talking. One of the things I want to tell you also is I'm going to be in Pittsburgh at a place called the Journeys of Life Bookstore, and I'm going to be there on June 6th, doing a lecture. And so if that's of interest to you, I would love to see you there. I'm going to be there speaking about the Akashic Records from 7 to 9:30, and I'm also going to be doing face-to-face consultations there as well. And on the 7th and 8th of June. In Cleveland, we're going to be doing a level 1 and 2 at the end of May. So if you have an interest in that, please give me a call, and we will tell you all about what those workshops are about. So I want to now go to our second parable that came forward. So if you will just give me a moment. This is called A Love Story. And I'm going to tell you, it's a love story. It is about that. The parable is written by author unknown. It's a spiritual story, and we hope that you find benefit in this. Okay. So once upon a time, there was an island where all the feelings lived: happiness, sadness, knowledge, and all the others, including love. One day, it was announced to all of the feelings that the island was going to sink to the bottom of the ocean. Kind of sounds like Atlantis, doesn't it? So all the feelings prepared their boats to leave. Love was the only one that stayed. She wanted to preserve the island paradise until the very last possible moment. When the island was almost totally underwater, Love decided it was time to leave. So she began looking for someone to ask for help. Just then, Richness was passing by in a grand boat. Love asked, "Richness, can I come with you on your boat?" Richness answered, "I am sorry, but there is a lot of silver and gold on my boat, and there would be no room for you anywhere." And then Love decided to ask Vanity, who was passing by in a beautiful vessel. She asked Vanity for help. Love cried out, "Vanity, help me, please." "I can't help you," Vanity said. "You are all wet and will damage my beautiful boat. Next, Love saw Sadness. And so Love said, "Sadness, please, let me go with you." And Sadness answered, "Love, I'm sorry, but I just need to be alone now." Then Love saw Happiness and cried out, "Happiness, please take me with you." But Happiness was so overjoyed that he didn't even hear Love calling him. Love began to cry, and then she heard a voice say, "Come, Love, I will take you with me." It was an elder. Love felt so blessed and overjoyed that she forgot to ask the elder his name. When they arrived on land, Elder went on his way. Love realized how much she owed Elder. When she met Knowledge, she asked, "Who is that that has helped me?" "It was Time," Knowledge answered. "But why did Time help me when no one else would?" Love asked. Knowledge smiled, and with deep wisdom and sincerity answered, "Because only Time is capable of understanding how great love is." And so, I'd like you just to consider that. What has time given you? And in what way have you considered love in a different way now than you did before? How has love or timing changed your idea of how love is for you? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what has happened in your life that all of a sudden you decide, well, you know, this is okay now. I have forgiven who I needed to forgive. And I realize that this situation was a great way for me to learn about life. And so if you have something you would like to share about what you learned about life and what you now love about your life that came from either a challenge or from a situation where you learned something from something you observed, this would be a great time to do it, a very great time. You know, there's a friend of mine that actually does, I'm just going to change subjects for a while, so if you jump in on that one anytime you'd like. But I want to talk to you about the metaphysical meanings of fairy tales. I'm actually going to have her on the program sometime because she has really important information of the different levels of consciousness that are represented in the fairy tales. So, for example, what she was telling me is Cinderella, which is a very interesting fairy tale. The three sisters, or the two stepsisters and the stepmother, as well as Cinderella herself, as well as the animals in the barnyard, represent different levels of consciousness. and that each level of consciousness is represented in that fairy tale, and that each one of those levels of consciousness are within us. And so what you may want to do is watch that fairy tale again and look at it in a new way. Look at the fairy tale in a way that you can identify with and see if you can identify with the different levels of consciousness within yourself that you can see. That would be interesting, don't you think? And she was also sharing with me how the seven dwarfs represent chakras. And I don't get how that works, but that's why we want to have her on the program, because I think she would be very interesting to have on. So, again, there's another point of discussion. Now, I also want to give you the email if you'd like to email a question. And that email is info@akashicwisdom.com. So I'm sitting by my computer, and I'm looking forward to your questions. And I was going to give you those numbers. I should give you those numbers, huh, so you can call in. Because I love to talk to you. Again, remember, you're the reason I do this. I do this because I want to spread the word about the magnificence of the Akashic Records, and I do it because I know that this serves those folks who listen to this program. Okay, the U.S. number is 877-876-5227, and in Canada or the U.S. is 888-815-9756. Or if you want to call direct, if you're calling from out of the country, it's 530-876-3222. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm on the air. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. I've been listening to your show.
Who are you? You're somebody co-founder?
Oh, I'm Kathy Cook. I'm known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, and I love your show.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Kathy Cook. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, great.
I have a show on BBS Radio as well.
Oh, you
and
are?
And I just, yes.
When's your program on?
Wait a minute. I hear you in there. My show is on Thursdays at 9 Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time.
That's
but
great.
I just want to talk about your show because the pencil was impressive, the pencil story, and I wanted to say that at the end of every day, you can always remember that you have a sharpened pencil and a clean slate.
That's right.
Yes, and you can turn the page. It doesn't matter because we always write our own books of life, and you told so much in the knowledge and the time with the love, and I love about time.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to the Cinderella analogy,
uh-huh.
And isn't it awesome how the fairy tales always talk to us deeper than meaning can ever comprehend?
It's true, yeah. And they also, you know, beyond the fact that they have different metaphysical meanings, they also have very interesting belief systems that they instill in childhood with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Sleeping Beauty is one of my favorites.
Well, talk to me
and
about
that. And
how
she goes to sleep, you know, and we're to wake up,
right.
You know?
Right.
And, I just wanted to tell you I loved your show.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Sleeping Beauty is the fact that love is what wakes her up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the knowledge in time.
That's right.
Yeah. See how your whole thing corresponds. I mean, it is just unreal. You have to really meditate like we did at the beginning of your show.
Yeah.
You know, how you opened it up with the Elastic Records. And we have to go in there.
Right.
To listen and actively listen to what everyone has to say, because everyone has a message out there. The church is very deep, and I just wanted to thank you for everything that you do for BBS Radio and all the active listeners out there. And I hope to see you again sometime.
Well,
you know, and talk to you on your show.
Well, that's great. Please call in anytime. Your comments are so welcomed and loved. And it's just great to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And have a good evening.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye. Wasn't that lovely, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Kathy Cook, you're a very special lady. And I hope you all look up Kathy Cook on the BBS website and listen to her show. You know, one of the things that's really lovely about BBS Radio is the camaraderie that the different hosts have with each other. And what I mean by that is, although we possibly don't talk to each other all the time, the support system that's here with Don and the rest of the crew is just amazing. And, you know, one of the things that I love about being on BBS Radio as a host is that I always feel loved and supported. Even if I don't ask anything, it's just the way, it's the energy of how I'm greeted and how I'm treated. And so if you've, any of you out there are thinking about becoming a host on BBS Radio, I would so encourage it. They are so loving, and they are so, they're just so supportive that, you know, this is just the best station in the whole internet. That's just the way I feel about it. You know, I've been doing this program for over a year now, and I just love it. I look forward to this every week because this is not only fun for me, but again, it what Kathy said is, I guess, and I know that that these words are making a difference, and that's what it's all about. We have a email comment that came in as we were talking, a great email comment that the second parable about love was a reminder, and very, very astute here, to take time to love yourself. So to remember that there's always room to love yourself, no matter what boat you're in, no matter who's in that boat with you, that the way that you're going to make it better, the way that you give the opportunity for others, is for you to begin to love yourself. You see, when you model loving yourself, then you make it possible for the person you're with to love themselves as well. And now think about that. If, in fact, we consider ourselves pebbles in the pond, and we really internalize the idea of loving ourselves. Now, I understand that, you know, we've talked about this before. It's like, well, I don't know how to love myself. I don't know what that looks like. And so, again, what I will share with you is loving yourself is an action, because the actions you take that anchor love of self are what concretize your whole state of being. And the more that you feel confident in loving yourself, the more you walk differently, you talk differently, and you will not allow anyone to hurt you. And what that means is it's a real boundary issue. So the definition of what would it look like if I were to love myself? What would it be like if you were to meditate on an allowing spirit? Now just take a moment and do that right now. Take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes. And just take a moment and ask yourself, what would it be like? What would it feel like if I were to love myself? What does that look like? What actions would I take? If I were to truly love myself, what actions would it take? How would my life look and feel? What would I allow in my life What would I reject? What would I stop? What would I redefine? What would my inner landscape look like? Now, there's something that would be very interesting to meditate on. Your inner landscape. And what you would possibly want to consider is how do your... Let me see if I get this right, because the record keepers are talking, as they always do. That's something I do want to mention, is that this program is brought forward by the record keepers. I'm not channeling, my eyes are wide open, I'm in full personality. But the words that I use and the information that comes forward, the ideas that come, are coming from the record keepers directly to you. That's why this is so meaningful. And so the idea here is to look at and consider what your inner landscape would look like and what your definition is, again, of loving yourself. Now, what actions would you take differently if, in fact, you were to love yourself? Now, what we started to say a moment ago was you want to see how your outer actions match your internal direction towards spirituality. So how do my outer actions match my inner spiritual development? I hope you're writing that down, because that's an important piece. Important to really look at how, just how do they match? And if you can find some agreement, great. If you find some discrepancy, don't feel guilty about it. You know that when we talk about these things and we give you suggestions, it's not to make you feel guilty. It's not to criticize. This is only for your awareness. And please, please, every one of you, just take a moment and feel the love that is beaming from this program. Masters, teachers, loved ones, and lords of the Akasha want you to so know, they so definitely want you to know how you are embraced in love, you are held in love, and that you really need to also understand you've really never, ever, ever in any lifetime done anything quote-unquote wrong. No matter whether it was thought of as acceptable by society has got nothing to do with it. The reality is that we're all on a course of contract and choice. So that's real important for you to know. So the suggestion is, give up carrying the fact that you may have been wrong, and also give up the preponderance or the pushing to be right. Because when you just allow and stay in the now, you feel so much better about things. So I really want to just, you know, I just really would love to talk to a couple of you so that we have a dialogue going. Email me those questions or give a call. The telephone numbers, again, that you may want to call toll-free is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. or 888-815-9756 in Canada. Or if you're out of the country, it's 01-530-876-3222. So, I'd like to just share with you something. Something's coming forward that I also need to share with you here. And what this is about is I just want to tell you how, let me just get this right. What's important for you all to know is that I think you all know that I travel, and I want to share with you that one, there's three things that when I travel that I do. Number one, I come out and to your group, or no matter where you are, we'll figure it out how to get me out there, to do an evening with the Akasha. And at the evening with the Akasha, you really get a chance, as a friend of mine suggested, to meet and greet the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. Because you get a chance, as I demonstrate how to open the records, a sense of the energy of what it feels like to be in the records. And so, I bring forth a message for the group. I take individual questions, give you a history of the Akasha. And the lecture goes anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, depending on what we're doing. And then I stay over for a couple of days, and we'll do consultations in person. And if it makes sense, I'll come back and do a level one workshop and see where that takes us. So I also travel doing level one and level two and level three workshops, teaching people how to access their own records. And then I was talking a couple of weeks ago about this new offering I have. It's called Prosperity Marketing in the Records. It's from the Akashic Records. And so this particular workshop is a two-day workshop that is intense, but it is absolutely life-changing in the way you think and feel about money and the way you think and feel about your business. And it's currently designed for holistic practitioners. However, it would work in pretty much any business, as long as it's really more for business owners or entrepreneurs, people who have their own business. But it could also be for people who are commissioned people, commissioned salespeople, etc. It's Prosperity Marketing through the Akashic Records is a life-changing course, and I also will take that around the country. But you don't have to know how to open your own Akashic Records in order to be able to do this workshop. So know that's available to you. It's a wonderful add-on for the business coaching that I do for entrepreneurs and for business owners, as well as I do some life coaching as well. But I do a lot of business coaching for business owners through the records, where I open up the records of the business as well as the owner's records. And we talk about anything from marketing to employer relationships to how to expand the business to what's blocking the flow to how to set up the business and creating a business plan. So all of that is available through the Akashic Records, because when you know actually how to work with your own Akashic Records, you can move into the energy of understanding how to use and how to get answers from this wonderful wisdom in every area of your life. And so that's what this is all about. So if a person is looking forward to, or is a business owner, sometimes they know how to open their own records and I coach them through that. And sometimes they don't know how to open their own records, but we have regular consultations on a regular basis. It's a series. It's not just a one-time thing. It's an actual series of work together that expands their consciousness so they're able to move into expanding their business. So wanted to tell you all about that, and wanted you to know that that is available to you as well. So, okay, let's take a look at the email, see if anybody has emailed another question, or if, in fact, you would like to call in. This program and its richness is based on your questions. The same way your questions get us to the right area of the Akashic Records when we do an individual consultation, the richness of this program is dependent on you folks out there sending in a question or calling in a question, and you are my guests. That's what this is all about. So don't be shy. It's easy. You don't have to be nervous. It's an easy call. So talk to me. You know, we were talking about the fairy tales and the different look. Oops, here we go. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, Donna. It's Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
Good.
Good. And for those people who don't know, Nikki Lopresti is also a Cleveland Akashic Records student, and she has been on the show with me many times. She's got great questions, and she emails me questions, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Good.
I was just thinking, and as you were having the whole discussion about loving yourself more and the whole questions to meditate on, if the record keepers had any suggestions for people about some steps they could take, how to make more loving choices for themselves, that would be supportive of them. Because sometimes I don't know that we're always aware of the choices that we're making. Do you know what I mean?
You're kind of muffled. If you can kind of speak into that phone, I can hear you better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the question?
Well, can you repeat it, please?
Sure. I was wondering, based on the whole questions for meditations you were giving about what actions you would take if you would truly love yourself and other things about love, I was wondering if the record keepers had any suggestions for people about how to make loving choices for themselves.
Oh, sure. We can, let's ask the record keepers. What suggestions would you get? I'm asking the record keepers now. What suggestions would you have to assist people in identifying loving actions that would exemplify loving themselves? Would that be it?
Yes.
Okay. And so, okay, well, give me a minute now. Well, what's interesting is the first thing that comes forward is that people focus many times on what they haven't done and what they're not doing, and they seem to believe that they waste time. And they feel very guilty about wasting time doing nothing. And the important piece to understand about doing nothing is that if in fact you're in a space where you quote unquote don't feel like doing anything, or you feel you don't have the energy to do something, it's important to follow that thread and only do what you feel called to do at the time. Now, if in fact you truly feel like being called to go back to bed, and it's like a Sunday or a Saturday, and you can, then you should, without guilt. It's not about laying in bed saying I want to relax and having everything go in your mind about what you should be doing. That's counterproductive. So it's very important for people to understand that the actions they take in showing themselves they love themselves is by listening to their bodies and being aware of the thread of the energy and where it takes you. So, for example, if a person is beating themselves up for procrastinating, rather than beating themselves up for procrastinating, the question they need to ask is, why am I reluctant to do this? That's a loving question. And when the information comes and says, why am I, even if you don't get an answer, the reality is, if in fact you're supposed to do something and you feel a really strong pull not to do it, you need to really step back take a deep breath and give yourself time to move into the energy. Because, for example, the only way, and one of the ways that people, this is what's coming from the records, one of the ways that people get so much done is by following the thread of energy of what feels good at the time. Because if they follow the thread of energy of what feels good at the time, what they have to do is move faster. You move into the, quite frankly, what they're saying is, when you follow the energy of doing what you love at the time, or what feels good at the time, you actually put yourself in such a trance that the time flies and it gets done faster. And then if you move from that thread of energy to another thread of energy, and you get that done, it's more things get done when you follow the thread of energy. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. That's how we get the whole saying, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
When you're really enjoying something or working on a project that you're really enjoying, you can spend hours and they'll go by in a moment and you don't even realize it.
Right. And it's like a meditation. It's like,
right.
It's what it is. And however, so many times, and this is very important information for me as well, because so many times I'll sit there and I know that I'm in a different space. It's almost like I'm in a trance space, and yet when I come out of that, and I know that I've gone someplace very deep, and I know there's some really major shifts happening, I'll come out of that, I'll start immediately beating myself up, saying, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, and maybe I should have done dishes, etc. And the record thief will stop me, and they'll say, stop. Stop feeling guilty. When I listen, by the way. You know, just because I teach this stuff and just because I do it all the time doesn't mean I always listen, because, you know, I'm just as human as everybody else. And so when I remember to really ask what it's all about, those are the loving actions. And so the idea of loving yourself has to do with really getting clear about following what you love. Now, are there times where you have to do something you don't want to do? Of course. But the reality is if you fill your life with acting upon what you want to do, only when you want to do it, those other times will be much more minimal. And so that's one way that people can move into loving themselves, is by listening to their bodies and listening to what their inner thoughts are.
And it also reminds me that, you know, oftentimes for people to remember to look at those times when they feel pressured to make a decision, or you feel like you have to have some snap decision now about something that might come up in your life, and how uncomfortable that makes you feel.
Right.
When you're rushed in that decision, and to honor that feeling that, you know, something doesn't feel right to you.
And that's an excellent point.
Take a moment to step back so you can really evaluate the whole situation without feeling pressured.
That's an excellent point, because what's going on there is that if, in fact, you feel pressured, it means that the decision is not appropriate at the time.
Right.
In other words, like, it's not appropriate to make that decision no matter what anybody says.
Right.
And sometimes, although there's a philosophy that says doing nothing is still a decision.
Well, yes, but often I think people don't realize that they have that decision to make.
Right. They feel like they have to make a decision, or they have to do something.
Well,
because
I mean,
somebody
like,
else is pressuring them. They're right.
Well,
right.
Like you said, that is a choice. So to step back,
mm-hmm.
when you're having that feeling.
Right.
That came up with something that was occurring this weekend, an event we were at, and people were talking about resistance to things.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thought that came forward in my records, that I thought at that moment, though, when you're feeling that resistance, to take a step back and realize that this is a moment to be aware that you have an ability to make a choice.
That's right.
When you're feeling any resistance, it's up you can make a choice. Do you want to go with this thing that is causing you the resistance or not to.
That's an excellent point. And the other piece is that resistance, in fact, that's a wonderful word for everyone to meditate on this weekend, isn't it, this week?
Yes.
Is where do they feel the most resistance in their life and why? And to really, really look at what they feel resistant to doing and moving into a real awakening that resistance can be a gift.
Right.
Very much a gift. You know, the other thing I was thinking about this weekend when we were talking about resistance is that, you know, if you're doing archery and you have a bow, an arrow, you know,
mm-hmm.
that the amount of resistance that you have when you're pulling back that, I used to do this and I can't remember the name of it, but the string that makes the arrow go.
It's called the quiver.
The quiver.
Yes.
Okay. When you're pulling that back, that resistance is absolutely essential for the to catapult that arrow forward.
Correct.
And so if people can look at resistance as a way of preparing them to move forward, that's another way of looking at it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very interesting. So you are a very wise lady. What other insights do you have? We have about a minute before we have to close.
Well, just more on that sometimes notice that, you know, when you're feeling so much resistance to really take a step back and look at why that is. And sometimes you know that you have to be in such a state of sometimes the universe will put you in a state of things like really aren't working just so that you can be catapulted to something totally different.
That's exactly right. Beautiful. Beautiful,
you know,
way
so
to end the program.
So that you can realize that.
Say again?
So that you can fully realize that.
Right.
And so it really, it allows you to have that realization.
And embrace it. That's great.
Right.
That's great. Well, you know, I want to tell people that Nikki does consultations, so why don't you give them your phone number, Nikki?
Okay, my phone number is 216-374-2906.
And Nikki and I Nikki is a student of mine for the Akashic Records, so she does Akashic Record consultation. She also does Matrix energetics work, so anybody who is interested in knowing more about Matrix, you can call Nikki, and you can call me, and my private number is 216-691-1233, and I just want to wish you a wonderful week. Thanks for calling in, Nikki.
You're welcome.
You did. And all of you who are loyal listeners, tell your friends, because that's the way we continue. And if you really like this program, there's a PayPal donation thing that you can press and do a donation for the show so it keeps on going. So I wanted to say thank you so much for listening. I love you all. And so we're going to close the records of the show by saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone listening, may their heart be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week on Memorial Day. Bye-bye.